Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Witch's Inn. I'm Karina, the innkeeper here at the Inn. And if you're new here, thank you so much for joining me. If you are a seasoned generational witch here at the Inn, why do I keep saying win? Thank you so much for being here and joining me. It means so, so very much to me. Oh my goodness. All right, a quick check-in for those of you who are dropping in as we start to trickle in. What are you sipping on? How are you feeling this morning? How are things evolving for you? We are in the first quarter moon, and it's in the sign of Aries. It did transition yesterday, but we're still in this very poignant waxing phase to a Gemini full moon that's going to lead us out of the eclipse season. So let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know what feels rooted and what needs a little bit more grounding. Today, I'm going to be talking about commitment since we're in the Aries moon. The commitment to self and just why it's so darn hard to actually see that, to live that, to be in that commitment to self, as well as the pleasure we can find when we step into our own authority. Aries, if we look at Aries from the point of view of tarot, Aries is the emperor of the tarot. And this is where we kind of learn what is or isn't acceptable based on our family experiences. So Andrea says, that's exactly what I want to work on right now. Amazing. I'm so glad you're here then. I'm so glad you're here. Shelly, good morning to you. I'm tired, but otherwise good. Yeah, it's interesting when we are stepping into our authority, when we are stepping into a commitment to self. It is tiring. It is tiring. Commitment, just like intuition, just like if you're going to the gym, just like if you're doing anything, it requires practice, right? A lot of times, because it's us, we think that it's just going to be easy peasy lemon squeezy. And that's simply not the case. We have habits, we have conditioning, we have family structures, we have just, you know, general life generally that we have to really kind of push up against, meet in resistance and be like, is this a resistance that I'm going to shy away from? Or is this a resistance that I'm going to step into and I'm going to honor and I'm going to see the change and be the change I want to see in the world and knowing that the world starts with me? Have you ever noticed, and I'm going to put this question out there, have you ever noticed that when you start a new habit, a new commitment to self, that an area of your life, usually a social area of your life, family, friends, or work, all of a sudden starts to unravel a little bit? Or you will start to kind of hear things, skepticism, I'm going to call it skepticism, from other people in your life that shies you away from your light and makes you dim. This could even be like your own inner critic, right? I was talking to a friend last night and we were discussing need. Like, what do you need? And it was very hard for me to discuss what I needed from other people, because my conditioning was that I needed to take care of myself in order to create safety, in order to thrive and step into a place of just survival, I guess, in my life. you know, and survival doesn't, we don't have to look at survival as simply like food, clothing, water, that kind of thing. Like, we can actually look at survival as like just getting up in the morning and moving about our day. And so it's really hard when we are learning and we are deciding to commit to the version of ourselves that we see in our mind, the pleasure that this version of ourself is, in order to step into that person, that dream. So a lot of times this ties in with manifesting, and I want to talk about it super quick. But first, how is this sitting with people? Are we all on the same page? Are we understanding? Does it make sense? Let me know. And I'll quickly, I'm heading to a open house today, so I have my Minnie Mouse sweater on. I really love it. Okay, so as people are kind of trickling in with, okay, and Andrea says that she likes it. Perfect. All right. So when this happens with manifesting, when we're trying to commit to a new dream, and under the Aries moon, we should be, regardless if it's a new, a full, or just the daily moon in Aries, we should be committing and setting goals for the future. It's just, it's a good time to do it, because in the wheel of the year, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of the zodiac. It's springtime. It's when we really start to plant these seeds. So Shelly, awesome. I love that it's making sense. Thank you both. So when we think about manifestation, how do you go about manifestation? You're more than likely thinking to yourself, I want this, right? I want $5,000 in my bank account. I want to live on a ranch. I want to live on a hillside. I want to be married. I want to have a committed partner. I want, you know, all these things. What I teach and what I try and have people understand is that when we are committing to that dream, when we are setting ourselves towards that dream, we're not actually, we won't ever meet it unless we ourselves embody what that dream energetically feels like. If we are committed to aligning our energy, we're committed to finding that pleasure of the unfolding and meeting that. So what does that mean? Does that mean that we're looking at tangible things, right? Great. Tangible things could be, if you're, for instance, business, I'm booking more clients. Tangible things, if you're looking for a new home or to travel more or stuff, opportunities for houses, opportunities for travel start to come your way. If you're looking for a partner, all of a sudden you have all these options in your sphere, in your realm. And so this, we would say in our ego mind that, okay, our manifestations are working. We're starting to align with our manifestations. And 100% that's true. And I'm going to take you deeper into the shadow of why that manifestation is actually working. It's because you're emotionally secure. You're emotionally feeling good within that manifestation. You're aligning your soul or your emotion to that manifestation. You're preparing your inner body, you're committing to that version of self that you see and stepping into it. And so when this happens, and a lot of times we take our emotional body for granted, we don't realize the cues that it's sending to us, because what are emotions? But it's our soul's language in talking to us. I don't like this. I don't want to continue this. This is not where I want to hold priority in my life. I want to hold priority here. I want to commit here. It's when our ego, or what we would maybe call our inner voice or our inner critic, steps in and goes, no, that's not true, right? Because of conditioning, past expectations of self, past expectations of family, friends, right? Our environment. And we start to doubt our experience. So why is commitment so hard then, right? Why is it so hard? For these exact reasons. expectations, conditioning, and moving, right? Instead of moving with our cycles, instead of moving with the pleasure and joy that we're experiencing to move towards something, we get sidetracked by these other kind of side quests. And so earlier in the chat, a little bit earlier, I talked about, you know, have you ever noticed that when you're stepping into an aligned version of yourself, when you're creating action in your life, aligned action in your life, more often than not, a social interaction or a social, something social will come up in your life and it'll deviate you from that path, bringing you back into past conditioning, past expectations, right? Let's use romantic relationships, for instance. If you really know that you are someone who needs the other person in your relationship to be a committed partner, meaning that, and I don't want it like this isn't monogamy, but a committed partner in the sense that like you are doing, you are growing a life together, right? Where other people might be experiencing life or want a relationship where they're pretty autonomous in their relationship and come forward into experiences together. And that's their ideal partnership. So what happens is that like these two people, based on past conditioning, past experiences, come together and we start to ignore the red flags that are cueing in ourselves, not the other person. We start to ignore these red flags in ourselves going, ah, oh, that's not really that important to me. That's not really something that like I can live without it. And then as we go further and further down and into the relationship, our soul body, our emotions are saying, no, this is actually something I crave. This is something I need. This is not a want, right? We might, you know, the first person who enjoys this, you know, companionship, this commitment to each other in growing a life together, might all of a sudden feel like they're a nag. They might feel like they're needy. They might feel kind of like hypersensitive to their surroundings and what's going on in their surroundings and overcompensate and put their needs aside for the other person, while the other person who regards themselves and wants a relationship that's more autonomous is going to feel guilty. They're going to feel like they're creating lack. They're going to feel like they're less than in a relationship, the bad guy, the villain in a relationship, because they can't sustain and meet the other person's needs or want. And so when we actually are looking at relationships, and this doesn't just have to be like a romantic relationship, it actually can relate to any relationship in our lives, business, friends, relationship to self even, right? Getting very honest and observing and staying in that pause before we jump in to those head ego emotions of this is amazing. I want this. We can also see this with opportunities that present themselves and the commitment to self, right? So if you will use business for an example, if you are creating an aligned business, if you are consciously in creation with your business and you're looking for opportunities for growth within your business, when you're first starting out, you might take every opportunity that comes to you. Why? Because you're growing your brand. You're stepping out onto a platform that might feel shaky. And so you want to practice, right? But as you move towards this alignment, as you move into commitment to this business, to yourself, and what it actually wants to look like, feel like, and grow into, all of a sudden you might see yourself having all these opportunities coming to you and you not wanting to take them. But then ego steps in and you go, well, I should be taking these, right? Should, instead of I want to or I need to. I should be taking these because I want to continue the exposure. I want to continue being in this place of growth, but these opportunities that are coming to you might actually be opportunities of growth to see, is this how I want to grow? Is this how I want to be in commitment to self? Or are these opportunities not really in alignment with where I'm going and how I'm growing into my business, into this state of being for self? And it can be really hard, especially if things have kind of stalled in the business, especially if these opportunities, right, when you're asking for that manifestation, if you're asking for that alignment to come forward, we always have these social interactions that say, are you going to fall back into old patterns? Or are you going to move forward into new and greater commitment to self, knowing that it's okay to not be seen as nice or acceptable, or, you know, the thought that kind of comes up is, if I'm not taking these, maybe I'm lazy or I'm not as committed to myself as I thought I was, right? Learning to sit within that discomfort of either the inner critic or our outer experience critic. So how's this feeling? Exactly. Nikki says that's fear falling back. 100%. It is fear. It's fear that if I don't create the way I used to create, then I'm not going to be able to achieve what I want to achieve. Thank you, Nikki. Yes, that's amazing. That is fear. And we need fear, though. We need fear in order to be like, ah, I'm scared. I'm scared of saying no to this opportunity. I'm scared of waiting. I'm scared of sitting in discomfort. And the more that we sit in fear, the more that fear has an opportunity to talk to us, the more that our emotions that are kind of we've pushed down into the shadow have an opportunity to come forward and say, hey, this is actually what I need. This is actually where I want to go. And we're going to create a new sense of safety. We're going to find new ways of experiencing pleasure. We're going to really step into this taboo version of life in order to create something that we've never had before. And it's really beautiful when you can actually take the time to do this. And so how do you do that, though, right? How do you, you know, you might be sitting here going, yeah, that's great, Karina, but I work 9 to 5. I have 2 kids. They have things. I have my own life. So it starts with baby steps. Can you commit to 5 minutes a day of finding pleasure, of finding joy for your life? Can you commit to the discomfort it's going to take in creating and carving out that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes, whatever that looks like in your life, to step into pleasure, to step into alignment in your life? So for myself, since November, I've really been stepping into this energetic commitment to a healthier state of being, a healthier spiritual practice, and a healthier awakening, right? Really allowing myself to prepare before I step out, before I step into the world, right? Regardless if this is in a business sense or regardless if this is in my life. And so what that means is that I have to work through the discomfort, the fear of getting up at the same time every single morning and following a new routine that puts me first. And some days, because my day, I am in control of how my day goes, but some days my day starts earlier. That's why we're live at 10 today instead of 11. But my day starts earlier because I have other commitments that I really want that are in alignment, but that doesn't mean that I sacrifice the alignment and commitment I've given to myself previous. knowing that sometimes as we step into alignment, things that we were working on, things that we were committing to ourselves, have to fall away for the time being in order to really kind of fine tune and get into a place of habit. So I've been talking a lot over the last couple weeks about how last year, my New Year's resolution, my commitment to self was to eating at home, not ordering out, not getting fast food, eating at home. It didn't matter if it was processed food or organic food or whatever. I needed to prepare the meal at home. This has now become a habit. And when the habit starts to drop, I notice it a lot quicker and am able to course correct, come back into alignment, come back into pleasure that much faster. And so instead of showing, I get to what this is it's the ability to show myself compassion through my commitments. You're doing a really good job. This week, our schedule got away from us. And so we're going to have to step into that commitment again, knowing we've done it before so we can do it again. And maybe we need to look at what that commitment actually looks like. What am I ready to grow into? And where, as Nikki said, is that fear holding me back? Because in my inner critic, in my mind, the version of myself has never been able to sustain this. So what do I need to do? What is my emotional need into stepping into this? What new key do I need to bring into and commit to and show myself compassion with when this falters? Yes, Nikki, I love it. We have to trust in ourselves and the work we've already done. And that's actually, I was going to leave everyone with some journal prompts. And that was one of the journal prompts. It's like, where can you see your commitment already? Where have you in the course of your life seen that you've always been committed to self-growth? It may have looked different. It may have been something that just kind of opened you up and then you left it and moved into something greater, right? Nothing is a waste of time, not a single thing. Everything is an opportunity for you to go, I wasn't as committed, but I'm going to show myself compassion and I'm going to trust that I was finding that emotional well-being that's bringing me where I am now. So I love that. Thank you, Nikki. So very good. So over the next couple days, right? Or over today, we're in that 12-12 portal, which I love. It's all about new commitment. It's all about setting emotional boundaries. It's all about setting emotional habits for ourselves. Oh, sorry. Spirit was like, you didn't finish your thought before. So I'm going to go back to my thought. So working with trust. So since November, I've decided to expand into that healthy habit. So I've really gained the practice of eating at home, whatever that looks like, right? Finding compassion where if we've been eating healthier meals and sometimes it falls away to more processed meals and sometimes it falls away to, you know, eating out once or twice a week and then coming back into it. So finding compassion, trusting the process of this unfolding. November, I was like, I'm ready to go deeper. I'm ready to really dive into this healthy habit even further. And so I really started focusing on the nutrition that I was bringing into my body. I really started focusing on moving away from those processed foods and just eating at home to save money and get in that habit, that healthier habit of cooking and creating time, carving out and committing time to cooking at home, and step into preparing healthier meals at home, preparing to eating on a schedule and listening to the cues of my body of when I'm hungry and what I'd like to eat and, you know, how I can create a healthy consumption of that food. Now, within that, I sustained another injury. And so I'm now seeing a doctor or an osteopath every week to help with this injury. And what I've noticed is that as I sink into the healing of this injury, my eating habits that were really, really good at the beginning of December, I was really in a really good habit of eating more healthy meals at home, have gone into more, how am I holding my body? How am I stepping into alignment with my body and committing to walking for an hour a day? Now, I'm trusting my experience that me falling back into this secondary habit of just eating at home, carving time out at home to eat, is exactly what I need. It's exactly the comfort zone in which is creating the perfect conditions for me to heal and step into greater alignment within my bone structure. This is something that, besides eating, because I've always been good at eating, movement and listening and responding to how my body needs movement has been very hard for me. It's something that I've met resistance with more so than with food. And so I know, and I'm trusting the experience, and I'm stepping into the fear that if I let this portion of my healthier food commitment go just a little bit for the time being, that what I'm creating, the alignment, the pleasure, the feeling that I'm creating, stepping into this new routine of, you know, meditating and really committing to focusing on how I'm holding my body and walking, is actually going to create a habit that allows me to focus more on my nutrition later. And so sometimes things are brought into our sphere a little bit early so that we do have to take a step back and be like, wait, I'm not quite there yet. I know I'm going to get there because I was already doing it, but I need to focus on this. And so when we're thinking about committing to self, really thinking about, what do I need? I love that, Nikki. What do I need in order to trust that when I step into fear, I get to move more into alignment? It removes the tangible of the manifestation, because we trust that the further that we step into an emotional alignment, we're listening to our inner soul, we're moving towards that. Our emotions do not lie to us. Our emotions are internal triggers, internal cues to let us know exactly where alignment is and where it isn't. It's an emotional cue to say, hey, take a look at this past habit. Take a look at what formed this habit. Take a look at this conditioning, this expectation that's sitting here around fear. And how can you honor that? How can you show it compassion? And how can you rewrite the story so that you can step into alignment and go and get the manifestation that you want? Removing the expectation of what that looks like and sinking into the pleasure, the joy of self-discovery, of knowing yourself so much that when people say things that would previously make you want to dim your light, you know you don't have to hold that. You know that when people say to you, wow, that's a mighty roar you have, you can think to yourself, and I've earned it. And I've earned that. Knowing that your presence and how you show up is not conditional on what other people think and feel about you. It removes the expectation of validation from our external world and creates the validation that we need to see in ourselves, which then moves us into alignment with the people, places, and things that want to celebrate and that want to be in communion or community with us, that's free of jealousy, or that can speak and not be afraid to say, I am feeling jealous that you're able to do that. And so instead of this lack, it becomes admiration. And it becomes a conversation instead of a retreat into self. So as, you know, we kind of start in this Aries moon, we're going to be moving into Taurus tomorrow. So really thinking about, like, what do I need in order to create stability in my life? And what do I need to remove, or what do I need to start being conscious of and start stepping away from in order to find that alignment? So your first journal prompt, if you so choose to do it, is where have you committed to yourself over the years that has led you here? And whatever comes to the surface, allow it to come to the surface. I would love it if you could focus on the good, but if you also need to honor that shadowy aspect of self, allow that shadowy aspect of self to come to the surface so that you can see that commitment as something that was meant for your well-being to open you up. Second, what baby steps can you take or thank yourself for that have created big movements in your life? Knowing that commitment and alignment are not big leaps, but they're small baby steps that help us step into alignment. And sometimes that very small baby step might seem like a very big leap because you're moving into fear. You're sitting with fear. And you're trusting the process that this fear is going to talk to you and lead you exactly where you need to be. And where can you show yourself, your shadow self, more compassion as you step into and honor this commitment to self? So does anyone have any questions? Does anyone have anything that they would like to ask or they would like further clarity on before we end this conversation today? And if you're watching the replay, dropping it in the description, dropping it in the comment section so that I can either talk about it in another video or I can respond to you depending on how in depth I need to go within it, right? December is all about really seeing ourselves and really seeing that version, that dream self that we have, that goal, that manifestation that we want is not something that is separate from us, but something that we already are. We already embody that. It's simply moving into the alignment in order to feel the pleasure of the unfolding that happens. It's about becoming and trusting yourself as the authority in your life, knowing that the people, places, things that will need to support you along that journey are going to be there because you're not going to be afraid to speak your needs into existence. And when and if you speak those needs and they're not met in a way that it needs to be met, then you're not going to, you know, shy away and dim your light, But instead, you're going to say, you're right. This is not the person, place, or thing that's meant to support me along this journey. And so I'm going to move and I'm going to shift my focus. I'm not going to do it with, you know, resentment. I'm going to do it with love. Thank you for showing me your needs. Thank you for telling me your needs so that I can further step into mine. And so when we are committing to self, we're gaining a deeper confidence. We're gaining a deeper trust in ourselves. And we know that this is divine confidence. This is not arrogance. It might show up as arrogance to other people when we love ourselves so radically, and other people who don't love and appreciate themselves as much. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It just means that we're simply not vibing on the same frequency, and that's okay. I'm going to send you with love, and I'm going to move into alignment. All right. So no one has any questions that I see. If you want to send me your question privately, because maybe you want to have a more one-on-one conversation with this, please do so. If you'd like to book some time with me to either use tarot to go into your shadow or use Reiki in order to help clear some of these blockages, these energetic blockages that come up, book some time with me, reach out, see if we could work together on that. And if you know that you would like to work with me more one-on-one, I have open time slots up for a 5-week program called Awaken the Witch Within that does have a sliding scale for your convenience. And if that is too much for you and you need a payment plan because you really want to step into working within your alignment, reach out. We'll figure something out. So, Andrea, you are very, very welcome. I love it. Snaps to that. Thank you. And Nikki, you are also very welcome. I really appreciate each and every one of you who join me here for the lives, sharing energy, sharing your insight, sharing your knowledge, and really stepping into curiosity for the day. All right, everyone. I'm Karina. This is The Witch's Inn. Thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, bye.